A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. This is an unabridged reading and performance by Roger Warrad. Recorded at Studio Monoir, Geneva, Switzerland. Directed by Chris Pennicate and Roger Warrad.
"Why did you get married?"
said Scrooge.
"Because I fell in love."
"Because you fell in love,"
growled Scrooge, as if that were the only one thing in the world more ridiculous than a Merry Christmas.
"Good afternoon."
"Nay, Uncle, but you never came to see me before that happened. Why give it as a reason for not coming now?"
"Good afternoon,"
said Scrooge.
"I want nothing from you. I ask nothing of you. Why cannot we be friends?"
"Good afternoon,"
said Scrooge.
"I am sorry with all my heart to find you so resolute. We have never had any quarrel to which I've been a party. But I've made the trial in homage to Christmas, and I'll keep my Christmas humour to the last. So, a Merry Christmas, Uncle."
"Good afternoon,"
said Scrooge.
"And a Happy New Year."
"Good afternoon,"
said Scrooge. His nephew left the room without an angry word, notwithstanding. He stopped at the outer office door to bestow the greetings of the season on the clerk, who, cold as he was warmer than Scrooge, for he returned them cordially.
"There's another fellow,"
muttered Scrooge, who overheard him.
"My clerk, with 15 shillings a week, and a wife and family, talking about a Merry Christmas. I'll retire to Bedlam."
This lunatic, in letting Scrooge's nephew out, had let two other people in. They were portly gentlemen, pleasant to behold, and now stood with their hats off in Scrooge's office. They had books and papers in their hands, and bowed to him.
"Scrooge and Marley's, I believe,"
said one of the gentlemen, referring to his list.
"Have I the pleasure of addressing Mr. Scrooge or Mr. Marley?"
"Mr. Marley has been dead these 7 years,"
Scrooge replied.
"He died 7 years ago. This very night."